news just faltering in now. Got messages from a few people. Buta Kasim. The legendary Buta Kasim of Newlands fame. The man who, on a hot day, would be providing you with a lolly to make you jolly, a juice to make you loose, passing away this morning. We've had him on air a few times over the last few months. Also, last time I saw him in person was, I think, during England test. And we had him in studio, and the Barmy Army presented him with a gift, and we had him in studio. Gosh. Muhammad Kasim is the son of Buta Kasim. Muhammad, my deepest condolences to you and your family. I'm not going to ask how you're feeling, because the feeling is immeasurable. But how was Buta Kasim's last moments?
Hi, good day, Lester, and to all your listeners. You know, it was sad to see my dad the way he was. You know, everybody in the Cape Town loved him for that jolly guy and that happy guy, you understand? And to see my father just laying there, you understand, was hard too, you understand? It's strange to say, but, you know, I feel more at ease now knowing that my father's out of that pain and that he was suffering.
It's a small consolation, but your father was loved. Your father was loved not only by people of Cape Town, people who went to Newlands, rugby and cricket. Also, people may have seen him at Cape Town Stadium, whatever sporting event. But how does it feel for you? It must be a small consolation that your father was known worldwide. You had international cricket and sports fans coming to Newlands, particularly looking out for Buta Kasim. The last time I saw him in the flesh was a couple of years ago when we had England tour here and the Barmy Army came. You were in studio with us.
How
does that then feel? It's a small little gesture to say that your father was loved, man.
To be honest with you, Lester, you're right. With his eye operation and the nations that flooded in from the Cape Town and internationally, and you understand, made us really realize that how precious my father was in Cape Town. You know, you've got this superheroes, you know, doing all these funny things, and a local chap, you understand, that made joy for everybody, you understand, was amazing feeling. Mm-hmm. Even with the inauguration by the Newlands Field, mm-hmm. what they done for my father. Yep. On when he retired, you understand, what was amazing just to see the outcome and the cry of the people how many people he touched in his life. Mm.
You're right. It was just a few months ago where Newlands honored him with a farewell party, Newlands Cricket saying thank you for the years of service. He must have been very bitterly disappointed that he did not see out his retirement with the last few games at Newlands. We've had tests that were played before empty crowds. We've had the last New Year's test against England that was he called off in the end. How did that make him feel that he didn't retire seeing one last test match at Newlands Cricket, maybe even, you know, working at Cape Town Stadium, you know, welcoming the Stormers and Springbok Rugby to Cape Town Stadium? How did that make him feel?
You know, honestly, Lester, you know, my father was sick, you understand? Yeah. But, you know, the thing that we also spoke about was the Cape Town Sevens coming up in December, you know, and he was looking forward to that. He says, I'll fuck you a minute, down too, and I think I can sit or whatever, but I need to be there. And, you know, that was my father, you know, he was always like really wanting his heart. Mm. I can tell you, his heart belongs on the field, yeah. You understand, because that is what he was part of.
Well, Muhammad, if my deepest condolences on behalf of me and all those in Cape Town listening, your father, Buta Kasim, meant a lot to me as a young boy, starting to visit rugby and cricket stadiums. He gave me joy. You know, keeping the, when he says keep the change, son. Just his yeah. integral part to the landscape of Cape Town sport. If I ever want a statue, I don't want Smith or Gibbs on that grass pavilion. I want a statue of Buta Kasim and a cooler box. Because, yes, we were concentrated on what was happening on the field of play. But in the stands, among the fans, it was your dad who was running the show. And I hope that you take some comfort out of this. But Muhammad Kasim, thanks so much. Deepest condolences to you and your family. Muhammad Kasim, the son of the legendary Newlands ice cream man, Buta Kasim, passing away today. Gosh, he's meant a lot to sport in this city. He's been struggling for a while now. Last year, there was a crowdfunding campaign that we advertised here on Cape Talk, but there were many people from around the world, old fans, members of the Barmy Army, who came in and to chip in to support Buta Kasim. Really, really is the legend of the games here in Cape Town. If you have a memory of Buta Kasim at Newlands offering you a lolly to make you jolly, a juice to make you loose, some skafies for the vafies, do let me know. Get in touch. Let's share the memories of Buta Kasim passing away earlier this morning.